Hello and welcome to the Hecky Show, which is so overdue, it's unreal.
Yes, majorly overdue.
But we are here with episode 4, The Goblet of Hecky.
I'm Josh Monks.
Oh, I'm Daniel Nichols.
See, I make it, as everyone's noticed, I actually make it a thing to say my name before Dan says his. It just makes you feel a bit more popular.
Yeah, well, I'm Daniel Nichols.
And I'm Josh Monks.
And there we are. You're welcome to Hecky Show, episode, season 2, episode 4.
Yes, we are back after, oh God, how long has it been, Dan?
It has been months. It's been surely before Christmas. We haven't done one. This is the first one of 2010, surely.
Oh, my Lord.
This has got to be the first one of 2010.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone. Did you have a good Christmas?
And a good Easter. Yeah. And a Valentine's Day.
Well, and the summer months are definitely upon us now. It's fucking sweltering.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, it has been. It's been so hot.
You're joking me, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's not hot for you. You live in a mansion down by the sea.
Dan, I hope you're not referring to the last few days where it's been peeing it down with rain and it's been really chilly outside.
Yeah, even the rain was muggy.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was horrible, clammy and nasty and horrible.
Well, rain always is.
Positive and all other vile words. It's not been very nice. It's been horrid. However, you would presume that with like 5 months, because we're in May now, 5 months away from the Hecky Show, it's almost half a year.
Oh, don't.
That you would have plenty to talk about in your happy hour.
Yeah, and here we this is where we begin. I couldn't get any wine gums out of the vending machine today. I really wanted some wine gums before we started. I went, I really found the mood, and of course we've got that stupid khaki vending machine that says out of order when there's blatantly
there's stum gums in there.
There's still stum gums in there.
Yeah.
So. But it's just because it was jammed, because you know the little thing rings that unravels when it lets the thing out.
This is one radio, but you don't have to be that descriptive.
One of them's got jammed. So I was like, okay, I might as well get my money back.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, sometimes you'll get two, and then you'll also get your money back.
Yeah, if you give it a bit of a shake, then sometimes, yeah.
I love the action. You had to do a bit of a shake with the act like a wanker. There we go. Just doing the wanker sign.
Yeah, a bit of a shake, bit of a shake. Desk. Bit of a shake and let's go.
Does that work if you give it a bit of a shake in front of a vending machine, you get free sweets?
Oh, God, yeah.
If you
get free sweets, and sometimes it even
pays
you back.
You give yourself a bit of a shake. Yeah. In front of you can see yourself in the glass, then reflected.
Oh, God, I love looking at myself.
Yeah, well, just, we're going to go down a bit of a vile route now. We've just had lunch in Wetherspoons over the road, and it was very nice. They now do an all-day brunch, which is kind of like their breakfasts that they do, but obviously you can have it all day. It is without black pudding, sans black pudding, but...
And Dan had French mustard, which actually looks like runny poo if you look at it.
But it was really nice. And we created... It was delicious. It was delicious, and I had black pudding as well, which is lovely. Josh is a massive fan of black pudding. And we had it with Grace and Rochelle and with Luke, which was really nice. And it was Grace's birthday recently, so happy birthday, Grace.
And it's now Ben Stevens' birthday today as well.
It's Ben Stevens' birthday today, so happy birthday, Ben.
Heggy!
Except we'll say happy birthday to Ben late, because he's always late.
Yeah. Even though he lives around the corner.
Even though he lives two doors away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, we had this all-day brunch. And Josh decided in his most childish way that he was going to create a homosexual sex scene in
Excuse
my
me, no I didn't. And I was giving you a bit of the last sausage because you left your sausage, you left over your sausage, and I said, here Dan. And Dan said, don't feed me your sausage. And then he still had some French mustard and he started playing around with it. And then he started
like a painter.
And then he said, yeah, is that what your cot looks like after a little bit of sex, Josh? I'm like, oh, for God's sake. He had to go there.
Had to go down that route. But the thing was, I then turned into a Picasso of sorts. and I'm sure this is how all the great expressionist painters started, was with their Wetherspoons breakfast. But I decided that it would be a suitable time to create my seminal work, if you will, in my breakfast, which I'm going to name now. It's cock a la bum, and it's cock a la bum. It's mustard on China. It's not oil on canvas. Mustard on China, and it's available. It's available. Prints of it on eBay, I'm sure. What I'll do is I'll upload it to the Facebook group. I took a photo.
You'll tag me in it.
Yeah, I'll tag you in it. I'll upload it to the Facebook group and everyone can witness cock a la bum, mustard on China. And mustard on China 2010, surely, because that's that's when it was made. And if anyone wants
don't miss out the egg.
No, the egg wasn't important. We're just going to call it Cock Alabum. Mustard on China. And that's what we'll call it. Have you missed us, everyone?
Oh, God. I've missed me.
Yeah, I've missed you as well. I haven't seen him for ages. It's really weird. It's like we only meet up to do these now, and I haven't done this in 5 months.
Yeah, because we didn't see each other hardly at all over the Easter, did we?
We did that one day where we did the seminar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I got 70 for, again. Another high grade, another first.
I got 56.
Yeah.
So you can pretty much tell who took the share.
Who took the lion's share of the work, as well as what they said on the thing.
Yeah, the lion's share of the work. Yeah. Exactly the feedback they said. The lion's share.
But, I mean, we can't complain. I did get a very good grade. And it's still a pass.
It's still a pass.
It's still a pass.
It's still a pass.
It's not as high a pass as mine.
I don't feel, as I was about to say, I don't feel bitter towards Dan in any way, shape or form.
It's fine.
You jammy bugger.
So, yeah, that was that. So now you're up to speed with what we've done for 5 months.
That's
5 months of our time.
That's quite shameful.
Just that alone.
Cock Alabama and seminar.
Although I have had some really good news recently. I got a part on a film.
Yay.
I can't tell you anything about it because it's obviously top secret at the moment. But it is going to be a big cinema release. So you'll now soon be able to put a face to this beautiful voice that you hear.
Yeah. You'll
I'm not
see,
a part.
Like,
I'm just an extra. But
yeah, exactly. You'll probably end up being in the background.
Yeah, but I'll get paid for it.
You see the outline of Dan's head, but probably not his face because it'll be covered over by something else.
I'll try and take the plate with me and show my seminal work off on the film.
Give a bit of a sly wave in the corner.
Be like, buy Cock Alabama. And then that'll be it. I'll be an internet sensation for Cock Alabama. Sounds like something you'd get on X-Porn or something. U-Porn or whatever it's called. What's it called?
X-Tube.
X-Tube. I wouldn't know.
Oh, no, of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't.
A friend told me porn existed once, and I didn't believe him. I didn't believe there'd be that sort of thing out there, but apparently
there is. No, I never thought there would be either.
No, apparently there's a big market for it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan now.
Yeah. It's that time of the show.
Where we show emails.
As the jingle suggests, we've got an email.
And we even did the hand movements with it as well.
We remembered.
Yeah, we remember it.
It's a party dance. It's going to go into all the clubs. Big fish, little fish, fuck off. Emails.
It's all about emails.
It's all about emails. So we've got an email from Boris.
Hey, Boris.
Hello, Boris. He's missed us. He's missed us big time.
Of course he has.
So,
well, then private messages he sends us on the fan page.
And we've actually had quite a few emails from Boris over the last months. Requesting when the next tech is. How many people have emailed about
I know, we have had so many people asking us when the next tech
coming?
Is.
Phil Deans, bless his heart,
yes,
has
indeed.
Literally only bought an iPod just to download this.
Again,
really
we can only apologise so much simply because it's just, not to name any names, UCF, but
we are busy.
We are immensely busy this year.
And we don't get paid for it.
Exactly.
So
We pay them.
We pay them.
And we pay them to give us this kind of aggro.
Well, we don't get paid for hecky.
No, we don't.
So get off our backs, man.
Yeah, we do
just
this out
hit
the goodness of our hearts. You know what I mean?
Just donate a quid to the cause, and we'll make you a hecky. I can't keep my art career going without that money. You know,
we'll set up a world cause request on Facebook. Yeah, I mean, everyone accepts those.
Yeah, I really. What is it? Help out by spreading the word, making awareness, or donating cash.
How the hell can you? How can you donate cash to something like that?
Click a button on PayPal, and it'll send the money. Which they will then use on drugs.
Dan's talking from experience here.
That's a huge generalisation of all Facebook users there, but they'll just spend it on drugs. And that'll be internet shopping. That'll be PayPal drugs.
Yeah.
It's not even real drugs. It's not even good drugs. It's just PayPal drugs. So, anyway, an email from Boris.
Again, Dan's talking from experience.
Yeah, I sit there all day, jacking up in front of my PC, wishing I had a Mac.
Oh, that conversation could have gone in so many different ways.
Hey guys, Boris here. Just a quick one. But he says that to everyone.
Dirty bitch.
Just wanted to ask your opinions on the election. Okay, bye. that was brief.
Well, the thing is, well, okay, the elections.
We all know that you're voting BNP.
I'm not voting BNP.
You're a BNP activist. You've been out on the streets as a
spouting
Satanist.
BNP philosophy, yeah.
I bet you don't even know one.
Throw them all out.
Throw all the BNP out.
No, that's their philosophy. Throw them all out.
Throw them all out. Don't matter who they are.
Don't matter who they are. Just throw them out.
Don't matter how they're benefiting the country. Get rid of them. Not needed.
No, that's not the philosophy.
They don't think it through.
Well, just because the thing is, I haven't voted because simply I really don't understand politics. I don't understand the way it works, because I all know, I mean, we all know in a heart of hearts they're all lying,
cheating bastards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I know, I know now that I know as much that you can actually vote on not voting for anyone.
Yeah, but a vote for no one is a vote for the BNP in my eyes, and I
A sympathy vote. Yeah.
So I won't do that because I don't want them to get in.
What about you? Are you supporting anyone?
I'm Lib Dem. I'll be voting Lib Dem.
Okay, and what are their policies?
Their policies, it don't matter. They're yellow.
Okay, what's their policies? Yellow.
I base my whole knowledge on the fact that they are akin to the Simpsons.
How are they going to benefit me? Yellow.
Yellow. Bananas are full of potassium. Therefore, Lib Dem, yellow also, must be full of potassium as well. And that is good for me, I know. No, Lib Dem are pro-youth. As far as I'm aware, I'm not. I don't know their manifesto back to front. Ask Phil if you want to know the manifesto back to front. He's a politics boffin. Amazing, that guy's knowledge of politics. But I know that I don't want Labour. I know that.
Well,
maybe
yes,
because I don't want
It kind of speaks for itself, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't want what we've had in the past. I don't want what we've had for the last 15 years. I don't want Conservative because they're going to raise the student fees to $7,000 a term or something.
You're kidding me.
No, they want to raise the student fees, and I know Lib Dems don't. So it's kind of by default that they're going to win for me. But go on, let's try this, because at the time of recording this, the election is in 2 days' time. Make a prediction. Go on, I want to see who do you think will win? And bearing in mind, Josh has got about as much knowledge of the British electoral system as I do of the British electoral system. Neither of us have a fucking clue.
We don't have a clue about politics, but...
We should have stood. We should have gone for it.
Yeah, the Heggie show supports blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It just...
If this sways your vote at all, the song for the Lib Dems was written by Right Said Fred.
I mean, because... oh, there's another
and
little...
yellow.
There's another little gay innuendo there, right there.
You were the one that talked about having sex and getting poo on your cock.
Oh my god.
So.
Right, back to the policies.
Yeah. So you're voting Labour because of the colour your skin's just gone, eh?
Yeah. No, I'm voting Lib Dem because they're yellow.
They're yellow. So who are you predicting, though?
I'm actually predicting, probably by the skin of their teeth, Labour again.
Labour?
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to put a prediction down as well. We'll see who came closest. I'm going to actually predict Lib Dem because I want them to. And they're yellow.
And it's going to happen because...
You wait, Meridian tonight, Nick Clegg's going to be on there going, two guys support us. Well, one guy supports us because we're yellow. The fact we're both sat here dressed in black, but I'm supporting the yellow party.
Well, you do have a bit of yellow.
I've got a little... Where? Oh, yeah, but that's like a highlight on the dog's
head.
Yeah,
but what are the bands on the back as well?
Yeah, some of them are in yellow, but it's mainly black.
Okay, yeah, but that's neither here nor there. The fact is that Dan's going for Lib Dem. I'm going to say Labour because they've been in it for so long and probably because they're fluky buttholes. But yeah, definitely, we're not voting.
So I am.
Oh, you are voting?
I am voting Lib Dem.
Oh, you are
definitely... established.
Oh, you're definitely going to vote. Okay. Dan, I have a poor memory.
Yeah, I know, which we're going to test later.
It's going to be about bananas again, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, what are bananas? Yellow.
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 And Lib Dem have hands.
And they're yellow.
And they are considered a giant herb. Oh, wait, that's David Cameron. He once considered a giant herb.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Ooh.
So, that's Boris sent us that little email in. Rather nice of him. Got our old juices flowing with yellow. And
I'd be interested to know what Boris is voting for.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should have said.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say, Boris? Sort it out.
Boris, send us an email in quick.
Jeez.
Before Thursday with your prediction. Well, if you want to email in to the Heckey Show, any question or comment, you can. And we'll turn it into something dull, dreary and possibly witty.
And make it against me.
And make it against Josh. We'll do that. Email in to the Google Show. The Google Show? It's the Google Show. Don't email
the
them.
Google Show at Heckey.com.
They're a fucking well different podcast. Email in to the Heckey Show at googlemail.com. That's the Heckey Show at googlemail.com.
Not the Google Show.
Not the Google Show at heckeymail.com.
Now, who's honestly going to type that in now?
Yeah, I'm going to go check. When I listen to this tonight, before I put it on the internet,
the
I'm going to go and check what the Google Show is. And then put a link to them on the Facebook group. So, yeah, make sure you email some stuff in. for us to talk about now that we're back, and we've only got about 5 weeks left before season two will come to an end. Two more episodes.
That's scary.
And then we'll have to wait for next year for season three.
I'm afraid,
but you guys are getting really used to waiting, so it's fine. Now, another person who I realised who started subscribing and listening in is Alice Vane, who we were in Footloose with.
Oh!
She's just got herself an iPod and she's downloaded the entire back catalogue. Oh, I've got a text.
Has she heard them all
How
yet?
Rude. See, I've got a text. Oh no, it's Sam ringing me.
Oh, that's so unprofessional. Daniel with his phone on.
Hello, I've got to be really quick because I'm recording the Hecky
show. Oh my God, he actually answered the phone. Put your phone down.
I'm actually recording. You're live. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are.
Oh, that's it. You just met.
Now that's it. There's been a third voice on Hecky. That was the end of it.
Oh my God.
So I'll ring you back, all right? Love you, bye. That was my other half.
That is so unprofessional. So unprofessional. Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur!
That's the first time I think I've ever answered a call on the Hecky.
Oh my God.
But what the hell? We're all about breaking convention. So yeah.
It's almost as bad as eating Skittles.
Yeah, which I didn't do. I didn't eat Skittles.
Or eating Jaffa Cakes, yeah, storing them in your flab.
Which I'm losing slowly.
Yes,
the fat
indeed.
Is disappearing.
Dan is losing the fat.
So
because he's jogging.
He's jogging. And Josh is going to the gym.
I'm hitting the gym.
Yes. There's two reasons for Josh to go to the gym. I mean, the left and right tit. No. There are two reasons.
No,
Josh,
the left and right tit, and also because basically I want to look good naked.
Yeah. He wants to sort of tone up and look great, but also all the men they go down the gym and they're all sweaty.
Whoa! Okay, don't go there. Don't go there.
It's getting hard on you, just thinking about it. But
let's
move on.
Yeah, just so you know, people, I'm not gay.
He's not gay.
I'm not gay.
He just goes to the gym for the men.
Yeah, but I'm not gay.
He's not gay. He's not gay. And
I like making male friends.
He's not gay, like Nick Griffin's not racist. So should we do some weird hecky news?
Oh, let's do this.
Go.
Weird hecky news.
I think you had a key change there.
I know, because I had some phlegm stuck in my throat, so yeah. I thought if I go any further, it would be like... Ugh.
Yeah, so a bit of a key change.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's right. Been that long.
Yeah, can't sing anymore. So, okay, here's this. This one I found quite interesting.
Okay, go on.
Obviously, they're inventing electric cars to try and cut down on like the CO2 emissions. And
I failed to see how that's going to work, but go ahead.
Well, no, I don't get it. It just means M-Power and Seaboard can get more money.
Yeah.
But you've got to plug your car in every night. imagine you forget to charge it.
Plug it in the main.
Like, some nights I can't remember to charge my phone, let alone a fucking car. I mean, that's just ridiculous. How the fuck is that going
to
work?
And just think of all the aggro you'd have trying to sort it out as well.
Think if it broke down, the guy's got to come out with a battery, a couple of AA
with a generator.
Do you reckon the AA would employ the Duracell bunny to come out and fix your car? That'd be brilliant. Just comes jogging up the road. Yeah, so electric cars are coming, but that's not the news. That's been common knowledge for a while. But what is news is instead, because they don't make a noise, the engine, there isn't one. It's not burning anything, so it's not making a noise.
Okay.
So what they're going to do is they're going to give them Star Wars-style spaceship noises so that they can actually make noises.
Oh, like a little TIE fighter.
Well, sort of as you drive in. And
oh, cool.
If someone's in front of you, your horn will sound like lasers, apparently. Which seems a bit of overkill.
Now, see, that
to
could
me.
Be quite dangerous.
Yeah, but well, what's dangerous is they reckon that people aren't going to know the cars are coming, because normally you can hear a car. You got the car coming.
Yeah,
don't step in the road. But if you can't hear it, you need something.
Exactly.
So, and Neil Butcher's a guy apparently who's tested a couple of this out, and he said that it was quite good, right? But you need to put more effort into education, apparently, which I don't quite know what he means there. But he did say that as he was driving, he kind of wished people would jump out in front of him just so he could use the noises. So that's a little bit weird, but it's Lotus Engineering.
Well, yeah, it just sounds like the guy wants to kill someone.
Yeah, he just wants to gun him down with lasers. Oh, but apparently the sound only fires in the direction that the car is moving. So it won't disturb everyone in the street, just the person in front of you.
I fail to see how this invention is going to work.
I don't see how it benefits anyone. The laser sounds, to me, sounds a bit stupid.
And it just sounds too dangerous.
Yeah.
It's like basically, what it's an accident waiting to happen.
You need real lasers. That would be really cool.
Oh, yeah. Instead of smacking someone, you could just burn them in half.
Yeah, but think, you'd never have any problem from the Death Star at the bottom of your garden again. You'd just be like, yeah. And you'd know for a fact,
as soon as
you got in that car, you would literally get your phone out and just be like, Red 2 standing by.
Simply Red standing by.
You, It'd just be fun, wouldn't it?
Do you know what I love? It hasn't mentioned anything about it being Star Wars-esque in any way, shape or form. We have just assumed that it's going to be Star Wars sound effects.
It does say Star Wars.
Where does it say that?
The cars could use futuristic noises similar to Star Wars spacecraft.
Similar to Star Wars spacecraft.
Well, obviously, George Lucas won't give away his rights, but you never know. He might want to make Star Wars Zero because he doesn't do it in the right order, does he?
Oh, my God.
He likes to fuck with our counting system. okay, here's one for you. This is weird, and I don't know if I believe it, so we'll see what you think. Indian doctors are studying a remarkable 83-year-old holy man who claims to have spent the last 7 decades without food or water.
Okay, that's highly impossible.
Well, they are believing it enough to do tests on him. They've got him locked up for 3 weeks to see if he'll be able, obviously, because 3 weeks is a long time to not eat or drink, to see if he can cope.
All right, yeah, we'll he's been away for food and drink for decades. We'll shove him in a cell for 3 weeks and see if that works.
We'll lock him away with no food or water. That's what we do to our nutters now. We lock him away and say, yeah, you think you can fly? Prove it. Go on.
In this tiny padded cell with no doors or windows.
Yeah. You think you can live without food or water? Go for it, mate. You fuck it. Go for it. The economy's at a bust anyway. Go for it. We can't afford to feed your prison overcrowding. Go for it.
Oh, God. How ridiculous.
But yeah, no, apparently he's claimed he's done it for 70 years. And his reason, apparently, he says he was blessed by a goddess when he was aged 8 and it's enabled him to survive without sustenance. He gets his sustenance through meditation, apparently.
Wow.
So is that just the biggest crock you've ever heard in your life?
So what, he just meditates about having a roast dinner and it just automatically ends up being in his stomach?
He just meditates over a Big Mac. I think he goes for it, sits cross-legged on the bench and scoffs a bargain bucket for one. With popcorn chicken. And this is what, because he wouldn't have a Big Mac, it's in India, so they can't have beef, but he can have KFC. So maybe... Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just bollocks, isn't it? I mean,
it is crock. It is a load of
pants. He's eating something. You couldn't live like that at all. Right, this last one, I'm not sure whether to read, because I read this during the week, and I did not feel very well after reading it.
Oh, okay.
Because it is...
Oh, is it revolting?
Yeah, it's not very pleasant. And it's rather descriptive as well.
Oh, go on.
So if you're eating...
stop now.
Press pause. Finish the food. Or if you're a 70-plus Indian man, just don't eat it at all. And then press play once you've finished. Maybe let it go down for half an hour. Maybe this one's a bit like swimming.
Okay, I'm actually feeling sick at the fact that you're just mentioning it.
Yeah, well, this one might be a bit like swimming. You can't listen to this 30 minutes after eating.
Right, go on, just do it. Just say it.
Ready?
Go on.
A grandmother, has shocked her friends and family after revealing she's having a baby with her own grandson. Yeah. Do the math.
Yeah.
Yeah. The incestuous couple are 46 years apart. Her name is Pearl Carter. She's 72. He is 26. Right? They're having a baby together. She said, "I'm not interested in anyone else's opinion. I'm in love with Phil, and he's in love with me." Right? "Soon I'll be holding my son or daughter in my arms, and Phil will be the proud dad." Her lover is the son of Pearl's daughter. Scroll down a bit so I'm not just reading directly from it and getting done for copyright. Pearl said, "From the first moment that I saw him, I knew we would never have a grandmother-grandson relationship. This was after he was born."
Oh, that is deluded.
It gets worse.
Oh!
Here is a quote directly from the lady. Are you ready? 72, remember?
Yep.
"For the first time in years, I feel sexually alive." Oh, so unpleasant. "It was during their second week together, after dinner and wine, that Pearl made her move."
It's like she's on a prowl. Some kind of predator.
"I called Phil into my bedroom, sat him on the bed, and then I leant over and kissed him. I expected rejection, but instead he kissed me back." "Phil revealed, I wanted to kiss her there and then. My feelings were overwhelming. I love Pearl with all my heart. I've always been attracted to older women, and I think Pearl is gorgeous. Now I'm going to be a dad, and I can't wait. Yes, we get laughed and we get bullied at, but when we go out and kiss in public, we don't care. You can't help who you fall for." Well, you can, when it's your nan. You can't fall
Weird, hecky new.
Now, just take 2 seconds of your day to visualise this 72-year-old.
I didn't, I just had it in my head.
Mounting a 26-year-old. It's just balmy. They're American, this couple.
Well, obviously.
They're from the South.
Howdy!
People in Texas are going, well, we got those shows.
We just don't film them.
Oh, Robin Williams, you're a legend. But yeah, this is just backwards.
Yeah, but she probably just went out to him and went, you got a pretty mouth.
You got a pretty mouth. I love you.
Hooray!
If we do this enough, we get a new trailer. Yeah, obviously they've had to go to a surrogate mother.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. Isn't that illegal? You can get jailed for that, can't you?
I don't know the American legal system. I think you can over here.
Yeah, I know. I know it's illegal here, but surely I would have thought something like being incest would be a bit more strict over there, especially in the South.
Not sure. I've never had to think about it.
Oh my god. Oh.
However, it's just weird. They've had a surrogate, obviously, have the baby for them, so they're not actually doing it.
Yeah, I was thinking, what does the grandson's mother think?
I don't know. It's just too much to think about.
Oh.
It's just, I mean, it was more tasteful when we were talking about Cock Alabama.
Yeah.
That was more tasteful than this.
Yeah. This has just hit rock bleeding bottom.
So yeah, should we leave it there? Should we leave you with this image?
Get people to email in with their interpretations.
I'll tell you what, go on Paint. I want people to draw some pictures.
Okay, now that sounds demented.
See what your best artist interpretation is of this. I mean, you can use any medium you want. If you want, you can use food. You can use...
Like Dan prefers.
I mean, I might even do a painting and put it on Facebook. I'm going to do one. I'm going for Chinese tonight. I think I can make this work. Ah, that's it. I'm going to be doing a new picture tonight. It's going to premiere. I won't name it till I've seen it. But, we'll see how it goes. I think Chinese could be the medium for this one.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Okay, also, I will be uploading my first ever picture, which was the Pac-Man burger.
That was impressive, that one. Well. I like that little
Pac-Man burger's quite good.
That Pac-Man burger was good.
So, yeah, that was the weird hecky news. Should we move on to the final segment?
The final statement?
The final statement. The final statement.
Do-do-do.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Here we go. The final section is... Educating Josh!
Oh, for God's sake!
Educating Josh!
Oh, for God's sake!
This is Educating Josh.
Hello.
This is the bit where I educate this ineducatable monkey on facts and figures from around the world. So, now I realise that we said that this one would be a second part to the last one, because we were going to do it in two parts, because the last one was weird laws from around the world.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to put that on hold for this week, because we've got a very special one to educate you on. It's quite topical given the current state of affairs in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about politics.
Ah!
but it's going to be interesting because I found some weird politics. It's all American.
Of course. I love the fact that all this news is basically coming from the States. We're slagging off America.
Basically, they're the ones that they're a bit fucked up. And it's good for us Brits to laugh at. To be honest, I'm fed up of hearing we won the war for you. So,
oh, that old one.
Yeah, considering you were years late. But, yeah, anyone's going to come. It's like a substitute at half time. Anyone can come on, you know, full fitness at the second half.
Yeah, we did all that.
Yeah, we built the framework. But, yeah, we're not talking about the war. That's old news, you know, nostalgia. It's not what it used to be. But thanks to Kev for that one. That's Kev's little gag. But, so, we're going to talk about politics, but first, got a couple of questions to ask you.
To ask me?
Yeah, see how much you remember from your Educating Josh career.
Dan, that was 5 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. Education should stay with you. So, what are the individual bananas? What's a group of bananas called?
Hand.
What are the individual bananas on?
Fingers.
And what do you know about bananas?
They are considered a giant herb in the family of orchids, palms, and lilies.
Yes, you remembered. Cats are?
Feline.
Dogs are?
Canine.
Sheep are?
Ovine.
And grapes are grown?
On a vine.
And cows are? Oh, it's the one you can never remember.
Wait, no, let me think.
Oh no.
They are?
Help him out at home. Scream it at the iPod. They are?
Cownine.
Bovine.
Bovine?
Bovine.
Yeah, the Calvine.
What's the white of an egg? You might just go into the Nobel Prize now for that for your services to biology and literature. What's the white of an egg called?
All blue men.
All blue men. And what sort of bees produce milk?
What?
What sort of bees produce milk?
Bees?
Yeah, what sort of bees produce milk?
Bees don't produce milk.
Boobies! So, yeah.
Oh, it's so pathetic. It was funny.
Thanks, Alice. She made a big point of the fact.
Oh, including that joke. Okay.
So now it's included.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hi, Matt. Just as it was, I met him the other day. It's very nice.
Matt Sullivan.
No, her other half.
Oh. So,
here we go. Politics. Every U.S. president with a beard
has been shot.
Has been a Republican. So, must be sort of a prerequisite to get into to being a Republican. Yeah, your beard. Josh is sporting a rather fancy beard at the moment.
I have a goatee.
He has a goatee. Mm. So, in fact, I'm going to take a photo as we speak for all those at home. I mean, it's because I've got a BlackBerry. Let's face it.
Yeah, to rub it in.
I can do these sort of photos now, which is really quite good. Pac-Man.
Yeah, but the wonderful thing is, my my goatee is like, it's very wiry hair. And people actually think that I actually dye my goatee black.
There you go. I've just taken a photo of Josh.
Can I have a look? Can I say, is that good? Was I posing?
No, you were talking. It was realistic.
I love the fact that you've got your microphone right in the corner as well.
I know. Juxtaposition. I'm an artist now.
Yeah, but now everyone knows exactly what our studio looks like.
Yay. Well, that's it.
Just this white thing with a piano in it.
Yeah. So what has every Republican ever had?
A beard.
A beard. Well done. Former US President Franklin Pierce was arrested during his term as president for running over an old lady with his horse, but the charges were later dropped.
Because when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
Yeah, that's true. George Washington grew marijuana in his garden. J. Edgar Hoover liked to fire FBI agents whose palms were sweaty when shaking hands. Well, you could get fired for worse, couldn't you? Nowadays, when you're in office, you get fired for things a lot worse than sweaty palms.
Wearing the wrong tie or not having a beard.
Yeah. Jimmy Carter, who I've never heard of, by the way, is the first US president to have been born in a hospital. That's quite weird. It's a weird little fact.
What, the fact that somebody was born in a hospital?
Yeah.
Wow.
John F. Kennedy was buried without his brain after it was lost during the autopsy.
Oh, God, how embarrassing.
Well, not for him, he did, but...
He comes back and he goes, I'm missing something.
Yeah. Now, with John F. Kennedy, he was a womanizer, so did they lose his penis? Is that what you thought with? Also, here we go. John F. Kennedy was the first Roman Catholic president of the USA. Yeah. I don't know why that's new.
Is that JFK?
JFK, yeah. The one who was shot.
JFK was Catholic?
Yeah.
Wow.
Roman Catholic.
Wow.
No president of the United States has ever been an only child.
Well, of course. They need extra offspring in the line to make sure they can be potential presidents too.
Yeah. Of all things, what do you think is missing from Andrew Jackson's tombstone? What do you think it doesn't mention?
I have no idea who this person is.
No, okay. It mentions that it doesn't say anywhere on his tombstone that he was president. How gutting for in generations to come when people have forgotten him, like us.
Like you said, we are unfamiliar with American history and politics.
This is a really funny one. President George W. Bush and Playboy founder Hugh Hefner are cousins. That's quite a claim.
Hugh Hefner is unfortunately related to George Bush.
Yeah, but I think that's George Bush Sr.
Ah, okay.
Not George Bush Dopehead. So, as we call him.
George Bush Twathead.
Yeah, George Bush Cock Alabama. I might do a George Bush painting. I'm going to be so fucking tired after all these food paintings. I'm just going to be hungry. That's what I'm going to be. Wasting all these dinners. Just I can do art.
Just taking little niblets out of it to try and make a shape.
Niblets?
Niblets?
I don't know what niblets are. Aren't they like some sort of cereal?
And taking like little nibbles and niblets. Like little tiny bits of food.
Bits of food. Like I did with the Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Which you can all see on the Facebook group. So, I think we've come to the end of episode 4. I think we're done, aren't we?
How long has it been already?
I don't know. Someone's messed with my cue base.
No, the time's right at the bottom.
I don't.
Oh, Dan just showed me the cock a la bum pic.
It's really cool.
And just so you know, everything you'll see on that picture, that is what Daniel ate.
No,
and
that's
was
what
on
I didn't
Daniel's
eat.
And that was on Daniel's plate.
That's the bits that I left.
Yeah, those are the leftovers from what Daniel was eating. He was actually eating all that brown stuff you see on that plate.
Well, people know what a fry up is.
Yes, but they don't see the brown stuff on it.
Well, the black pudding.
That isn't brown, that's black. That's coagulated blood.
It's not coagulated blood, there's blood in it.
It is coagulated
blood.
It's basically
not the most part.
It's basically cooked scab.
Yeah, but there's not the most part. Blood is just a small additive. There is other things in
it. Dan, it's blood.
So, that was the end of this one.
Shove that in your educating Josh segment.
And that trumps you, sir. Touché, I'll find. Well, I would guess that was the end.
Yes, that is the end.
Make sure that you email in anything you... Maybe email in a paint request, if you like. I'll paint you a perfect picture. Email in a request. Email in questions. Email your opinion. Email in a prediction of the election.
Just email us... At all.
Just email anything.
Because we are back. Again, we can only apologise for the extreme delay. But we are back. We hope this one has been enjoyable for you. It certainly has been for Dan.
I've loved every second.
Of course he has.
I'm almost at the end of my Coke. Zero. And, yes. Email into the Hecky Show at googlemail.com.
The Google Show.
That's the Hecky Show at googlemail.com. Another quick website for you to check would be www.influxfestival.co.uk. Because Influx is next week.
That's my website I made, by the way.
Josh made influxfestival.co.uk. All content is copyright to Joshua Monks, 2010. Josh is actually chief usher in that festival. So
I'm stage crew,
actually. If you come along, he'll be the one going, here is your seat. Here are your raisins.
Row number four
for you. Cashier number four.
Oh, God.
Cashier number four.
That's so ridiculous in a post office. Cashier number five, please.
Cashier number four. It sounds really cool when I go close to the mic. Cashier number four.
That
anyway.
Actually, I have to... I just have to say this.
Okay, we're going back to Josh's happy hour. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I just need to point this out to you. This is one thing that really annoys me. When people speak, Yanks do this in particular. I know, but also you're guilty of doing this as well. Even like during the sentence, you would start to say things and then you just start to go a little bit like this all the time and it gets really stupid. Why do you speak like that?
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
I never do that.
You do that, but you probably don't realise it.
No.
But so many people do that and it really grates on me. So can you please, the next time when you want to do a sentence, you say it properly. You give it the full effort it deserves. Right?
Yeah.
So you can do it that time.
I've had Coke and I'm full of phlegm. I don't get what you're saying. So I talk and then I go like this, do I?
Yes, that. You do. You do that all the time at the end of a sentence and it's really annoying.
It's taken him 15 years to tell me the way I speak annoys him.
No, you only do this in the Hecky Show.
I only do it in the...
You give it major emphasis on the Hecky Show and that's when I ever really truly notice it.
So when you're sat at home and you're listening to me speak...
Yes.
The fact that when I'm talking and I don't really complete the sentence.
See, you're doing it again.
That really annoys you, does it? When I get to the end of the sentence and I kind of trail off.
Yeah, but you don't do that. You don't do that when you're speaking to me. You do that when you're here, but you don't do it when you're speaking to me like through Xbox Live on the phone.
I don't get what I'm doing wrong.
Dan, I can even see that you're trying to do it.
I'm going red through the effort of trying to make this weird sound with my voice.
Honestly, I think... I'm probably not the only person who does this. A lot of people do it, but it's just really annoying. If you're going to complete a sentence, just do it. Don't just suddenly just give up at the end of the sentence and just go a little bit raspy like this all the time because it's just really annoying. It's so annoying.
Yeah, but the thing with that is people pay to hear you go a little bit down like that.
No, they don't. We're not getting paid for this.
Okay, shit, this is a free download. So we'll see you next time. See you later, guys.
See you later, guys.
What a load of old shit.
Indeedo.